Welcome to Tech Talk from RNIB Connect Radio, the RNIB's technology show for blind and partially sighted people. See technology differently.
Oh, hello and welcome to another hour of Tech Talk with me, Stephen Scott. I am back, of course, with my Tech Talkers. I've got Robin Christofferson from AbilityNet. Hello to you, sir.
Hi, Stephen.
I've got Tim Schwartz from LifeAfterBlindness.com. Hello to you.
Hello.
And special guest Sean Preece of Double Tap Canada. Hello to you.
Hello, I am very special. Good to be here.
Well, we didn't want to say. But no, thank you so much for all of you being here. We actually are recording this immediately after the Apple event. On Monday evening, we're recording this, and we're coming together. We're going to, you know, have a bit of a chat and discuss it. And I thought, you know what? Let's just get on with the show. Let's just do it, because let's just we're going to have the conversation anyway, right? So let's just do it on air rather than have the conversation first and then say all the bad words and then clean it up and put it on air.
Can we say bad words?
No, you can't say bad words.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Aww.
Unless the bad words are Android. I'm kidding, Android. Android lovers.
That. No one else.
Just I'm kidding you. I'm just kidding with you. Okay, so we've just had the Apple event. Two new MacBook Pros announced. 14-inch and 16-inch. We'll get into the details. Also, new AirPods. Not AirPods Pro, as predicted, but actually a new set of AirPods and an Apple Music subscription that makes no sense whatsoever. So we'll get into all that, although I think we'll probably focus more on the Macs. But okay, first off, and I think this is a really interesting one because, you know, every single Apple event up until now, at least up until now, I think, has had something in it. And arguably this does. But, you know, it's mainly been a consumer-led event. This seemed to me much more prosumer, much more pro-level, obviously with the exception of the AirPods. The AirPods were for, you know, for everyone else. You know, this is like if you're not into big fancy Macs, don't worry, you've got some new AirPods. I wanted to get together this week. I'm actually off on holiday this week, guys. That's how dedicated I am to the cause. But I thought, you know what, let's actually get together and talk about this. And, you know, we'll get to your emails. We'll get to all the other features we're going to do this week. We were going to repeat a show for you this week, but actually we thought we'd get together and do this. And we'll get to all your emails and everything next week. So this week we're just focusing on Apple. It's Apple all the way. Right off the bat then, Tim, to you first. What was your thoughts? Because I know you're not a Mac user. I know you don't. No. You haven't bought a Mac. And I'm wondering if this has maybe whet your appetite.
It did until they announced the prices, and that's always been kind of the thing for me. The last time we were in the market for a new PC, I took my wife. It's probably my first mistake, because she's not looking at the specs and the power and the, you know, all this kind of thing. She's looking at the price tag, and I'm
sensible. That's why.
Yes, how dare she? And I'm looking at the Macs and trying to explain to her, but we need to get this, and she's like, well, then we need to buy a monitor, and then we need to buy this, and it's all in. This and that. And I'm like, yeah, but it's better and faster and it's got voiceover. And this was before Narrator got its upgrade a few years ago. And she looked at me and said, no, wait a minute, we can spend almost half on another PC for what we would spend on this. No, not happening. We don't need a Mac. Now, if I had just unlimited funds and wanted to, take care of that little techie boy down deep inside, yes, I would be all over this. These sound fantastic. That said, it would only, again, be if I had unlimited money, because it's awesome. It's great, but not for that. Now, if I had vision, that would also help, because the graphics that they're talking about in the new MacBook Pros or the new MacBooks, sound fantastic. If I was still, playing immersive 3D games and all this kind of stuff, oh, it'd be so cool. But yeah, so the Macs don't do much for me when they have these kind of events, just because I know I'm never going to buy one, because they're always going to be way out of my price range. And there is that thing about voiceover is awesome on an iPad and an iPhone, but not so great according to what you guys and other people have said on the Mac and MacBook. So, yeah, why would I?
And I should say, in the interests of balance, that I wouldn't say I'm a lone voice in this one, but I certainly am among a minority, perhaps, who you know, aren't the biggest fans of VoiceOver on the Mac. I know many people are. And you know what? And if you use it every day and it's your thing, then of course. But, you know, I tend to just default back to the PC with JAWS. But I love VoiceOver on the iPhone, right? So, you know, it's just what I've got and what I'm used to, I guess.
Well, that's my case exactly. I've been using JAWS for, you know, many, many years now. So, you know, at least probably 15, 16 years I've been using JAWS, and I used it in a professional setting. So I was using it 8 hours, 9 hours a day straight. So my fingers know what to do with JAWS. I have that muscle memory. So it's just what I know. So to switch completely, I could do it. It wouldn't be a problem, but I'm comfortable and know what I like, you know, but honestly, I mean, the AirPods intrigue me the most. As I mentioned off air when we were getting together here, if it wasn't for the fact that I just got the AirPods 2 last year for Christmas, I'd probably be looking at these AirPods 3s because I do like what they've implemented, and it makes a lot of sense to get these if you're in the market.
Okay, Robin, you are a Mac user. Mm-hmm. You love your Mac. You've got the MacBook Pro. I know you use virtual machines on it, so you can have
best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds, yeah. So what's your take on this then? Because, I mean, and let's talk about the whole event first before we deep dive into the Mac. There was MacBooks, there were new AirPods, but also, I should say, because I forgot this, because of the excitement around it, I was so excited that I forgot about HomePods in three new colours as well. HomePod Minis, I should say, in three new colours.
Yeah.
Like whatever, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the AirPods 3, I'm definitely interested in. So the Qi charging, not necessarily interested in. I mean, you only have to charge them once every several days anyway, so might as well plug them into a lightning cable for
savage.
An hour or something. Yeah, like an animal. If the case is bigger because of the Qi, then I'm not going to be happy. They're so tiny, it's lovely. I use them all the time.
And you get MagSafe on them now. You get MagSafe on these AirPods.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you can. I mean, I've got the MagSafe. You've got this as well, Sean, haven't you? You've got the 3-in-1 Belkin thing. What's it called
again? MagSafe has changed my life. I don't want to exaggerate, but it's changed my life, and for the better.
Yeah,
it's
that's
amazing.
Exaggeration. But no, you've got the MagSafe on there, and you can stick your AirPods to it. I mean, you know, you could also just put them in the little bit at the bottom where it wirelessly charges them. But, you know, the point is you can.
But spatial audio comes to the non-pro AirPods, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and longer battery life. So I'm definitely going to shell out for those. And experience kind of the pro side of AirPods that I've never experienced before. And luckily, I don't think they have the squidgy in-ear canal.
Right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. But I want to get Sean's take on this first before we get into this. So what about the event generally, Sean?
Think
of something. Think of something that you liked.
Why was this a standalone event? I mean, we're talking how many weeks since the last event? Within the month, this is the second event. Why? Why was that? The first, about the music, you know, and the various things there, the HomePod colours you mentioned. That was nothing, right? That was a filler. Why are we separating the events up here? Is this for, I don't know, more excitement? Or I just don't understand why this was a separate event to the first one. We're going to go into more detail, I'm sure, about the specifics of the devices, and I'll talk about that. But what is it with Apple in these events now? They're all pre-recorded. So just give us one event we need to sit through, please.
Okay, well, I don't know the answer to that, but I mean, let's be fair about this. Those Macs must have been sitting in a warehouse for a while, right? I mean, they've been ready to go for a good while.
Exactly.
So I don't quite know why it's even taken this long to get them out there.
They deserved their own event. Come on, guys. Please knock everything else out of the park.
Well, I'll say this. I'll agree with you on the Mac front. The AirPods, that was your tasty appetizer. That was the bread at the table.
That's why they got them out of the way.
Yeah. £179 worth of bread at the table, but you know, it's still bread at the table compared to what was coming next. So, you know, let's actually just start there, because I think for most people that is going to be the one thing that is, I think for a lot of people that is what people are going to be buying. This is a perfect time to bring this out, and of course it's because Christmas isn't far away, right? So they're going to be getting some new product out that they know will shift. I remember going into an Apple store when the, you know, remember those iPod Nanos came out, the tiny little square ones? And I remember people buying them like sweets. I mean, they were laid out like sweets, and they were like, what, 100 quid each? It was unbelievable, you know, and people would just buy, well, I'll take four of those and I'll take 10 of those. And you're like, what? And that's the same with these. This is the, that's the world we're now in. You go into an Apple store and AirPods are just like buying little sweets. But in terms of design, the key thing to take away from this is these are not AirPods and they're not AirPods Pro. They're a mix of two. So you said about the squidgy bits. So let's put some detail to that. So, you know, when you buy these in-ear earbuds, you do get those little soft silicone ear tips that are pretty horrible, actually. And, you know, I think we're all agreed on this, that we don't really, I don't enjoy putting them in my ear. I don't enjoy pushing them in. I will say AirPods Pro are probably the best because they kind of, it's very hard to explain this to people, but they don't go all the way into the ear canal, which is great. You don't have that horrible kind of, you know, sometimes if you push on it, it'll get sore. You don't get that with the AirPods Pro because it doesn't go far enough in. But it still holds itself perfectly well in your ear. But these AirPods, these new ones, they have shrunken the stem. So, you know, the original AirPods, quite a long stem on them. They've shrunken that so it's the same size or same length as the AirPods Pro. But the design has slightly changed and you don't get the squidgy bits, Robin. You just get the standard AirPod style. You know, those AirPods you get with the wires that come with the phone. It's just like that, again. Slight redesign, I think. But from what I'm seeing, from what I'm looking at here, it looks to me very similar. And you just pop this in your ear, it just sort of hangs in your ear. So apparently the audio is better. It, as you say, Robin, it now comes with a spatial audio as well, so it brings that pro aspect to it. And of course you get better battery life, 6 hours you get 1 hour charge. Was it a 1 hour use and 5 minute charge, which I thought was quite interesting.
5 minute charge gives you 1 hour of use. That's pretty cool.
And for people who have forgotten what spatial audio is, if you've got Dolby Atmos on a film or something, then it, you know, it's like everything's surrounding you. The sounds are coming from all different directions, not just stereo. And if you're on a FaceTime call, then it can spread out the people on the call. So they're kind of coming from different directions as well. So, yeah.
There is another thing to point out here. Two things, actually. One is the audio quality of these for calls. Now, we all know the challenges around audio quality on phone calls, especially with those AirPods Pro. You always know when someone's on AirPods Pro because it just sounds terrible. But this is apparently going to be better. HD voice quality for FaceTime, it says. So connecting on FaceTime, you'll get crisp HD quality with a new AAC ELD speech codec. Whatever that means, but, you know, let's hope it's good. And a support, I should say, for spatial audio. Group FaceTime calls sound better, says the website. Well, it would say that. And as for the, you know, being able to move around, you know, obviously with the original AirPods, you would tap them. And there was a little squeezy bit on the AirPods Pro. Well, they've kind of brought that to the AirPods as well, the squeezy bit, as I call it, just on the little stem. You've got a force sensor, as they call it, which lets you, you know, press once to play, press again to pause. You can skip through songs and answer and end calls as well. It's also it should be mentioned about the AirPods being rated for sweat and water resistance. So, Sean, good news for you. They will withstand anything from rain to heavy workouts, so you'll be fine.
Are you calling me sweaty? You're absolutely right. Yeah,
I can only speak the truth. I merely present the facts. That's all I can say.
These sound good, actually. I would like to get these. I've stayed away from the Pros, mainly because of the price. But also, I do not like the in-ear canal style buds. But apparently the design of the AirPods Pros, as you said, Stephen, make that less of an issue with those. But still, it's not something I really like. So, yeah, these seem like the best of the, I don't even know what you call them, on-ear, kind of in-ear style buds. So, yeah, these are interesting. And I love MagSafe for the charger.
I should also make the point, just to compare them with what else is in the range, because they are added to the existing lineup of the original AirPods. This is now the third generation of AirPods. So the second generation is currently out. You've got AirPods Pro and you've got AirPods Max. Of course, that's the big headphones. The AirPods do not have active noise cancellation. That's important to know. So if that's important to you, a lot of people like the transparency mode you get with AirPods Pro. They have to be sealed, I think, in your ears. That's the key, isn't it? That it has to be sealed in your ear. And obviously, these AirPods are quite open in that regard. Now, my experience of AirPods, I loved my AirPods. I kept losing them. That's the problem. But I did love them because they just sat in my ear and I could still do stuff. Very light. These, I think, will be even better. I just get that feeling they're going to be a bit lighter because of the size. I like the AirPods Pro, but I kind of always wondered, well, of course, this is what Apple does, right? I never ever thought, oh, what would it be like if it was just like an AirPod, but in an AirPod Pro style? Oh, look, they've gone and done it. Now I'm thinking about it, and actually it sounds like a good idea to me. So, yeah, I think this will be in my basket come, what are we? What time is it?
Order now, get next week, isn't it, I think?
Yes, yeah. That's right. So get it next week if you order now, yeah. Available from the 26th of October. So that's the AirPods. So yeah, Tim, you're up for a bit of that, I think, aren't you?
I'm up for them, but again, since I've just had the AirPods 2.
Okay, he's not that, so I just thought I'd bring that up again. Yeah, sorry about that.
Right. Yeah.
Pass those down to someone else and
throw them out. See, you lost them.
That's what I would like to do, yeah. If it hadn't been for the fact that I got one, if it wasn't for the fact that I washed one by accident and then I had to buy a new one and... Yeah, it's all over for me. I have to wait.
It's all over for you. Sorry, Tim.
Yes.
Okay, so HomePod Minis, we'll just quickly touch on because they did come in new colours. That was the big news. Actually, the one thing that hasn't really been announced is the price. The price has dropped by £10. They used to be £99, weren't they? Now they're £89. So they've dropped by £10 and you get them in three new colours, actually. Blue, yellow and orange. Does that match up? I think that matches up with the new IMAX, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's maybe what they're going for. You also get space gray, you get white as well. I must admit, again, I never thought about these being different colours, but yeah, it makes sense, I suppose.
Because no one cares. Nobody cares. Thank you.
Oh,
when did different coloured devices become so exciting? Remember when, we're all waiting for the white iPhone? Do you remember
yeah,
that? It was
right.
Crazy. Who cares?
It's sales stuff.
There are people online that want rose gold and purple and other things that would disagree with you.
Well, that's
put it
true.
In a case.
Product red, even?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry. I just don't think it's enough. Come on. Give us new features. Give us new capabilities. Don't just change
improve
the color.
Siri.
They did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, I agree with you on improve Siri. That would be brilliant. I have to say, I mean, Siri is one of those things. I think if I was playing music, yes, I think Siri's very good for that. On the HomePods, especially the HomePod Mini, as it is now, because the HomePod itself has been discontinued. But the it's so funny because I've got two HomePods, and I think, what do I do with these? Do I just get rid of them? Just throw them in landfill? Or, you know, what am I supposed to do with these things now? Right, they're done.
Listen to music with them. That's,
oh yeah, well,
that's
that.
To be fair to Apple, that's what they say. They are for listening to Apple Music.
Yeah, that's right.
Which they do really well. It's just, when it comes to the smart home and things like that, they're just not up to the competition.
So should we talk about the Macs then? Okay, let's do this.
No. I want to talk about the Apple Music voice subscription level.
I think you caught some of that, Tim. I didn't really understand anything about what that was.
Under the bus, Tim. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Tim.
Oh, thanks.
Tim.
Wonderful. Yeah, I only caught a little bit because I was confused because they said for basically five... You know, was it $4.99? I think
$4.99 a month.
Yeah, you can control Apple Music with Siri without using the screen at all and swiping at all. And I was thinking, but I can already ask Siri to play music and skip tracks and pause a track, search for artists, search for albums. So I was very confused when they were discussing this to figure out what. Is this adding for the extra fiver that I'm not already getting?
Well, no. It's so Apple. It's amazing. It's genius. It's a cheap subscription level, which means you can't use the Apple Music app. All you can access Apple Music by is the Siri voice commands.
Oh,
so on your home,
see.
And only on iDevices. So only on your iPhone, on HomePods, Apple Watch, I think, as well. So it takes away the ability to use the app. So all this, hey, you don't even have to swipe. Well, you can. You can do it. So for that reason, it's a entry level. It lowers the subscription cost because it takes away some extra features. Obviously, if you pay the normal, what is it, $9.99 a month, then you can use everything, including the Siri voice. But if you go to the Siri voice subscription, only access Apple Music through Siri.
Interesting. I can't find any information about this. I can't find any information about this on the Apple website, but I'm sure it's all being updated as we speak, because we are recording this as the event has just finished. But that actually makes a lot of sense. Although, does it?
Does it?
It does. If someone's buying a HomePod, it's a bit like if you buy one of the Echo speakers from Amazon, right? They give you the, hey, you can listen to it on this device for $3.99 a month or something, because everyone wants to listen to music. I suppose it gives them, you got that entry level to streaming music on a HomePod on your iPhone just using Siri voice. If you don't want to spend the £10 a month to, I'm not entirely sure why you wouldn't want to use the app as well, but, or then again, why would you want to use the app if you could just ask Siri? I don't know.
So Echoes have got Apple Music integration, but you don't think that that would work then by voice?
No, okay. It wouldn't. No, they're blocking those out. It will only be Apple devices.
So I think about the way I listen to music, right? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not really... I mean, I'm a country music fan, which means I hate music, clearly. And I if I wanted to listen to the latest Adele single, which is brilliant, by the way. Have you heard this new single? Easy On Me is so good. Never mind ABBA. Never mind the Beatles coming out with another song that they never came up with because it's the same song again that's been redone again. You know, this is a woman who knows how to, put misery to good use.
Don't besmirch the new Beatles re-release of Let It Be.
Nah,
it is fantastic.
You can listen to it again. Listen to it in what? What's the difference?
Spatial audio.
I can listen to a piano from over there.
Welcome to Tech Talk, listeners.
it's just pathetic, right? I mean, this woman, she's had a miserable life. She's got divorced. And now she's sharing it with the world. This is why I like country music.
The poor millionaire-ess.
The poor millionaire-ess.
How will she cope?
But, if I want to play that song, can I just, with the subscription, and I'm asking you, Sean, because, of course, you know everything.
I know. Yes. Ask away, Stephen.
Can I just ask to play that song and it'll play it for $3.99 or $5.99, whatever it is, £4 a month, whatever it is?
Yeah, exactly. The only difference is how you can access the music. So you still get full access to the entire Apple Music library. What do they say? 90 million songs or whatever it is. But you can only access it through the Siri voice assistant.
That's how I would access it anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's why it's clever, probably.
But you're already paying $9.99 to do that, to have the app and the Siri. So if you never, ever open the app, then downgrade to the £5 a month.
That's interesting. Right?
And also, it probably says that not many people have subscribed, so they're looking at different pricing structures.
Yeah. But then again, if you want to use a different, your Google or your Amazon smart speaker to play Apple Music full subscription, then you can't do that. You need the $9.99.
Yeah, you need the Apple, and you need the Apple device to do it. So that, essentially, it's a way of selling HomePod Minis, right?
Well, yeah, for the entry level, for the more affordable.
Yeah.
If you pay the $9.99, then you can play it on any device. But if you're on the voice only, then it's got to be an Apple device.
I mean, I love my HomePod Minis, I do. And I did the classic, Stephen Scott move of, let's buy two of them, right? Because why not? I stereo paired them. And, they're nice, but I have them in my office and upstairs, and I rarely use them. When I'm sitting in here listening to stuff, fine. But if I'm in the living room, I think, why don't I bring these downstairs and use them? But the truth is, because the assistant is so bad, I just use Lady A. So I've got my Amazon Echo hooked up down there, and it's the Amazon Echo, the football size one, Echo, as it's known to everyone else, and it's the one with the hub in it and all the rest. It's the latest, whatever it is. It's really, really nice. The sound is great off that thing. Funnily enough, my wife was listening to that song by Adele, and I had gone downstairs. I actually thought she had asked the device to play it everywhere, because it sounded like it was coming out of every possible room in the house. And when I'd gone downstairs, I realised it was just coming out of that one speaker, and it was like, wow, that's good.
It does sound good.
And I'm a bit of a, maybe my standards are dropping because of these devices, I don't know, but I think the audio quality is pretty good off these things. So, for that reason, I'd rather probably pay the money and just use an Amazon Echo because I get the benefit of having Lady A and I don't have to have 10 speakers hooked up.
Yeah. Well, that's the look, at least they've given you a choice, I suppose. It's a, to me, though, it's just funny how they sort of...
You come closer, can we a bit closer to that mic. Come closer, Sean. Don't be shy.
I'm drifting away.
Don't be shy. Just,
it's funny how Apple always present it as, hey, we're giving you something here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Really, they're taking something away, but it's another option.
Okay. You can tell we're all fascinated and thrilled by this event so far. Okay, look, let's. Where are we into this? We're 25 minutes
Max.
In. Let's talk about Max, right? Because I know lots of people come here for the news. They come here to find out what's going on. And, you know, for that reason, let's give you the skinny, as the kids don't say. So this is the...
You're so down with the youth.
Oh, honestly, I'll be sipping my latte. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. It's so late. Okay, so MacBook Pro came out. It's 14-inch, 16-inch, new versions, totally new design, which I think is probably the thing that will be... Well, there's going to be two talking points out of this, the processor inside it and the design, for sure. Because the design has kind of gone back to the original MacBook Pros. This, to me, is that fusion of old and new. Why? Because they brought ports back. They brought ports. Not many, but
every
some.
Possible port you could imagine.
Well, enough, put it that way. Yeah, I mean, you know, an HDMI port, remember those? Yeah, it's 2004 all over again. No, it's great.
The SD card. I find SD cards. Slightly
oddly,
weird.
That's about the price.
Well, look, I think that the SD card is something that a lot of the... Because bear in mind who this is for. And this is the thing about the MacBook Pro, and especially this one, differently, I think, to previous years. This is definitely for your high-end creators, your guys that are making movies on the go, taking photographs, producing on the go. You know, you think about live blogs, you think about live events, you think about concerts, you think about all the places that these guys go, these journalists on the road. They need something that is powerful and can do the job, and that is what this is. I don't think this is your average consumer device. I think a lot of people listening to this, would maybe love the power of this thing. And, you know, I know the first question that we get asked, which is, well, how will VoiceOver behave on it? It'll behave fine, right? It'll be fine.
It'll fly, yeah.
It'll still say busy, busy every so often. I had it on my £3,500 MacBook Pro that just would sit and go, busy, busy, busy. I'll get to it when I'm ready. But, of course, it did run an Intel chip, which was the, you know, bane of my life.
There aren't any guide dogs listening. That's right.
Yeah, sorry, guide dog. But yeah, you got your SD card reader there. You've got your HDMI port. You've got one Thunderbolt. No, I get mixed up with all what these different types of ports are. This is Thunderbolt 3,
Four.
Is it? 4 are we on? Jeez, I can't keep up. And there's a couple other ports as well. I think those are USB standard ports, USB-C ports. You've got headphone jack, of course, and you've got MagSafe, a MagSafe charger. So no longer do you have to use one of the USB-C ports to charge the device. So that's a plus, I guess.
I think the only rumour that hasn't come true, this is basically everyone's wish list, and we'll get onto the keyboard and the screen in a sec, but this might still be the case, but they didn't actually say it in the presentation, is Ethernet from the power brick. That's the only other thing that people have said they'd like, which other laptops do on the PC side of things. But yeah, that would be absolutely perfect.
You think, well, yeah, they did that with the iMac, right? So you think they might have done that with the... we'll go through the details. We'll see what we can find. But yeah, I mean, let's actually talk about that. So, you know, you've got the design, the difference really being the added ports, which is pretty cool. But then, of course, when you open it up, there is a whole new design inside as well. So you've got a new keyboard, which mirrors, actually, the Magic Keyboard that you would buy with an iMac, or you can buy separately. And you could use with a Mac Mini, for example. You know those standard Magic Keyboards? Well, that is what they've done. They've just put that inside the keyboard. Inside the MacBook. And I think that's a great thing. Especially because you've got the full-size function row keys. You know, normally you get those little half-size keys.
Yeah.
Now it's full-size. And, of course, that means the touch bar is gone!
Hey, see, banished. I'm detecting a theme here about... Because when they presented that, it was, Hey, people love the function keys. Yeah, we loved them before. Then you threw them away and put this terrible touch bar there. It's always, we're giving you something. No, you're not. You're throwing away the touch bar. We're all happy about that. Don't get me wrong.
You know, they didn't even mention Touch ID was in there, which I thought was quite funny. That must be just a given now that it's going to be in there. But yes, it is. Touch ID is in there. No Face ID, which we thought might be the case. There is, however, a new webcam that they've put inside, which is 1080p. And the thing about the webcam is, it's about time, frankly, they upgraded that. But I think the thing about the webcam that always gets me is that it's not really the webcam itself that does the work in giving you the best image. It's all the processing inside and on board. It's the same with the phone. The phone will take your image that you've taken and it will add all this computational stuff to it to make it, you know, look better and brighter and sharper and all the rest of it. So, you know, there's a lot of power going on there. But yes, it is good to see that the webcam has been upgraded. That does mean, though, that for some reason, best known to themselves, they've put a notch into the screen. Because what they've done is the screen size, they've just enlarged it slightly. So they've thinned out the bezels so you don't have as big or much of a big bezel around the edge. But that, of course, means that the camera, which still has to be there, that whole area has been given a little notch to house it. And of course, it doesn't really make any difference to the operating system because on a Mac, your Apple menu sits either side on the top left and on the top right. So there's no real clash. There's nothing going to be in the way, unless, of course, you've got 1,000 applications running that happen to live inside your menu extras. But more often than not, you should be okay. I'm sure some apps
they said it would intelligently miss that bit. So.
Yeah, it curves it around that notch. It will, the OS, it'll be coded into the OS that, hey, you're running
it's not
this
Windows, it's going to do it properly.
MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Well, you know, let's be honest about it. You know, this is built to work with this, right? So it should know how to deal with it. So yeah, you've got that. Audio has been improved. So you've got 3 studio quality mics, which means that it can record really well and obviously hear really well if you're talking to it. So it will have beamforming microphones, directional beamforming mics, so that your voice comes through loud and clear. 6 speaker sound system built in there as well, which delivers half an octave deeper notes and also 80% more bass, which you don't often get from a laptop, let's be honest. I will say I think that MacBooks do provide excellent sound. Generally, I think the sound is good.
I was just going to say that because you, when you were reading that, Stephen, I got to say, you sounded like you weren't at all interested in it. And I'm tired. Think, we're all tired. Apple, when it comes to the sound on their notebooks, they are top of the class, really. Mm-hmm. They really sound great. And when they talked about the microphones in here, they talked about 60% less noise floor, so less hiss.
Yeah, that's right.
That you usually get with microphones. And that with the webcam, you know, and how video conferencing has over the last 2 years has become so much of a part of our everyday lives. Really cool, really cool. And the sound system sounds fantastic.
Yep. Can I also mention spatial audio as well? Coming to the Mac. Now, this is not in the AirPods or just in the AirPods, but also just from the device itself. So if you're playing a film or you're listening to some music that's got Dolby Atmos, you will get that incredible spatial audio in a 3D soundstage, as they say. And of course, the screen has been improved as well. You've got a Liquid Retina XDR display. So you get a much better screen. Now, you know, look,
didn't they say up to like 64 gigs in the graphics card now?
Well, let's talk about the processor
because let's be honest about this. This is impressive, right? I mean, it's it is quite impressive. So, and that's putting it mildly, to be perfectly honest. I'm not going to get into all the specs because, I mean, you know, looking through this, there are so many facts to blow you away about, you know, teraflops and gigawatts and Bigabits and whatever else.
The number that stood out to me was 7 billion transistors. I just, wow.
I don't know
if I can count that high.
I lose an AirPod, right, if it falls on the floor. What chance would I have if this thing fell apart in front of me? All these billions of transistors.
Put transistors back in. Yeah, I don't think that would work out, Stephen.
I think if we had to sum it up, it would be that they've taken all of the architecture that Intel and other, you know, computers spread around. You know, you've got a separate GPU, you've got kind of these memory bus lanes that communicate between the CPU and the GPU. They crammed it all into a system on a chip. They gave it massive boosts of processor power, you know, the high efficiency cores and the performance cores. They take much less power, they produce much less heat, and we're talking things like 7x performance boost over comparable machines. So, you know, this thing, there's not going to be any, I can't imagine there'll be any busy, do you think?
Well, that depends.
I mean, would hope not.
Well, that all depends on the production of VoiceOver, right? I mean, it's like, so let's take a real world example here. So Logic Pro is an app which a lot of blind people might use. I've played with it. It's kind of the big brother to GarageBand, right? So Logic Pro is the big audio app a lot of people like. It's very accessible by all accounts. And in terms of processor performance on a, you know, compared to, say, a quad-core Intel Core i7, and they're using a 13-inch MacBook Pro with that quad-core Intel i7, you're getting 3 times faster performance on this new M1 Pro chip. There's also an M1 Max chip, which also delivers 3 times extra. That doesn't seem very impressive, but okay. And why is the Max the same? And the 16-inch model...
That was to the i9, I think, wasn't it?
Well, no, this the 16-inch model in comparison to the 8-core Intel Core i9 16-inch MacBook Pro. So that was, what, the 2020 model? It's 1.7 times faster. Now, that's just one app, right? I mean, there are other stats that are far more impressive. But, you know, basically what it's proving is that it is definitely much faster, much more capable, and far less power hungry. That's the key. You know, the big difference, if you're still wondering what on earth the difference between M1 and Intel and AMD and all these processors you hear about, and, you know, what one's best, and Snapdragon was the one I saw recently, I'll maybe talk about that later, that I was quite surprised to read about. You know, all these processors that are in action, essentially the key difference between, especially Intel and M1, and this is really where the big fight has erupted between the two, is that, you know, Intel is a fantastic radiator for your home. If you are at home and you're cold, turn on an Intel computer and make it do something, and you will get a lovely warm heat. Your family can gather around and watch you make music on right. Logic Pro, you'll get a nice heat. You know, it'd be lovely. Whereas with an M1, it's better in colder or warmer climates, because you'll get a nice freezing computer to play with. Because it's not warm.
Unfair comparison. As Robin said,
I like to simplify this for people.
No, look, you're right, the basic result, right? But when they're talking about the performance, the M1 chip blew us all away, the first M1 chip. Absolutely amazing performance. No one can deny that. This one, even better. The M1 Pro, M1 Max, even better performance than the first M1 chip. Mm-hmm. Now, you can compare that performance to an Intel chip, you know, on a Windows laptop or wherever, or even on an old MacBook Pro. Absolutely fine. But don't compare the power consumption, because they were saying, you know, this is 100 watts less than the Intel. The difference being that system on a chip. They've they've took all the components, put them in a tiny chip. Now, doing that alone, amazing. But you can't then compare it to something like an Intel chip. It's just unfair. But I am nitpicking a little bit, but when they're talking about energy and power consumption. But the power of the M1 Mac is absolutely mind-blowing, and you can't take that away from Apple.
And also, you can't compare an i5 or an i9 to the equivalent, because they don't have onboard GPUs, which this does. So that's when it starts multiplying up as well. And like you say,
the design is totally different.
Yeah, absolutely. And the power efficiency, as Stephen was saying, you know, it means that they are lappable, because it's not going to burn your leg, and you get massive battery life. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, you know, this is the new industry standard, basically. And the likes of Qualcomm and Intel are going to be looking at this and thinking, how are we going to even get in the ball game? You know, how are we going to be able to radically reconstruct our SoCs so that they are anything like this?
So, you know, just to give you some real world examples here, right? So on the top end of the new M1 Max processor on, say, a 16-inch new MacBook Pro, you could transfer data from an 8-terabyte solid-state drive, if you had data on that size of drive, with up to 7.4 gigabits per second. I mean, that's the drive. That's it. Well, not the drive, I should say. That's not the drive. But a fair, you know, that's a fair chunk of data getting travelled across in just a second. So if you wanted to open an 8K video, you'd be able to open it instantly. Or you could, you know, move hundreds of thousands of raw pictures at once that are huge amounts of data. You know, 7.4 gig a second. Just let's think about that for us. 7.4 gig a second.
The important thing is gigabit per second, not a gigabyte. So there is a
divided
difference.
By 8 then, so that's still 1 gigabyte a second.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive. I mean,
it is still amazing speeds. But
it's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I say, Apple have totally smashed it. We were. I mean, Stephen, you know, when you compare that £3,000 MacBook Pro powered by an Intel to your M1s, which were, you know, the price point of the M1s, absolutely amazing as well. And
can I tell you that the power consumption of my MacBook Pro 15-inch, I bought it 3 weeks before the 16-inch came out, let's move on. The 15-inch MacBook Pro from 2019 that I bought, I think you know the story, I bought it in Canada when I was over there. The plane that I got on to come home used less power than this thing. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
And was quieter.
And was quieter.
I mean, we are the proud owners of an M1 MacBook Air, thanks to the shop of Stephen.
Wasn't that a Pro?
And it's beautiful, the Air. I mean, it's so beautiful. It
it's not an Air, it's a Pro.
Oh, it's a Pro.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. And it's just super fast, doesn't take any, you know, the battery lasts forever, doesn't get hot, runs all the apps you want. So I think that going forward, the entry-level machines, whether it's the Pro or the, you know, when the Air gets refreshed next, I think those are going to be the ones that are probably going to be affordable for people.
Can I just say, you're very kind to say what you said, but I didn't give you it. You did buy it, you know. So just to be clear, that's right, because I don't want people thinking I'm giving away MacBooks.
Email in. You never know.
Free MacBooks.
Right, it was a Pro, and it was so light and, you know, portable that I was thinking it was the Air. That's right.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Well, I mean, so moment of truth time, right? So with all this power and all this wonderful stuff, let's first off do prices, because that's important to do. So let's have a look at the prices. They are up now. And in the UK, you can get the 14-inch, I think it's from the 26th again of October. The 14-inch starts at, well, I'll tell you what's in it first. You've got an 8-core CPU, which is the M1 Pro chip that's in there, with a 14-core GPU. And I don't really, I mean, the thing is that sounds great, right? But I think until we actually see this, it's a bit like the original M1. Until you actually see it, you don't really understand what it's capable of. I certainly found that the very first time when I was buying my Mac Mini. And I was just really buying it to test it, thinking I'm spending £700 on this. How good is this going to be? And then just being utterly blown away that it could do things my £3,500 MacBook Pro MacBook Pro couldn't do. Or at least not as quickly and not as effortlessly. It just blew me away. So this is going to be another step forward in that. So 8-core CPU, 14-core GPU at 16 gig RAM with 512 gig SSD. Obviously, you get the Magic Keyboard, the Force Touch trackpad, USB-C power adapter. Hang on, what? USB-C power adapter? Interesting. How does that work? I thought it was MagSafe. Or is it MagSafe USB-C?
On the other end.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you plug it into the power brick as USB-C.
Oh, I see. Right.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
£1,900, if you don't mind.
Bargain. Absolute bargain.
And then, of course, you can go up.
Starting price.
That's right. This is starting price. You can go up from that. But the 16-inch starts 10-core CPU with a 16-core GPU, 16 gig RAM, 512 gig SSD, starting price £2,399. That's a 16-inch version. And then that goes all way up to the top end, which you can probably customized, but at the moment, the top end one, 10 core CPU, 32 core GPU with 32 gig of RAM and 1 terabyte storage, $3,299. So you're not going to be buying those like AirPods, I'd imagine, unless you've got a few credit cards to spread around. I'd have to go with 4 credit card rounds to do that.
If I bought that one, I wouldn't upgrade for like 12 to 15 years, probably.
Well, you'd expect to get it out. Yeah, you'd be expected to get that out of it, wouldn't you? I mean, it's...
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
But isn't this... I mean, look, aren't we going back to the days where, okay, Apple is the content creator machine? You know, I remember when PC was for business, Mac was for desktop publishing and media creation.
Mm.
I think we're going back there. I think Apple lost their way with the Intel thermal throttling on those MacBook Pros, the first Mac Pro, the Darth Vader's toilet one, where they actually came out and said, we got it wrong.
Utensils
professionals
bin.
Need more than that. I think this is a move back to knowing what people want and giving them it. So, I got to give them that. The power behind them, absolutely amazing. I'm interested to see what will happen to the original M1, like you've got there, Stephen, and you've got Robin, the MacBook Pro and the Mac
Air. For the trash, no.
Well, yeah, no. But I mean, look, for everyone who's not, you know, editing 8K video or producing Adele's latest album, absolutely still amazing, mind-blowing performance. And the price point is actually really reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, that is a perfect place to look at summing this up, right? Because you're absolutely right, and I never thought in a month of Sundays I'd say that about you, Sean. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Because there are other options out there. If you're into Mac, and you're thinking you've maybe been holding on, thinking, well, maybe I'll wait till see what they bring out this time. And there were rumors about a new Mac Mini as well. There was talk about a redesign of that. That may be next year now. I don't think there's anything wrong with the current version as it is, to be perfectly honest.
Nope.
But, you know, that model, the Mac Mini, which I think is the blind desktop, if that's the BD, if you're going to name it as anything. Mac Mini BD. That doesn't sound right at all. Let's focus group this before we start coming up with names again.
You can't
again.
Put Windows on it. That's the only thing.
You can't put Windows on it. That is annoying. You can run Windows off another laptop or another desktop through remote desktop connection, which is very good. That's an option. But it does mean you need two machines. But look, I mean, base level, 8 gig unified memory, 256 gig storage with the M1 chip. You can get that for $699. I mean, that is a bargain. And for people who say, I can't get into the Apple world, it's too expensive, Tim, this is for you. This is the machine you want.
Makes sense.
I'm not forcing you to buy it, but I'm saying, you know, if you're going to buy anything, this is pretty good. I think I would tell Jen, listen, do you know what? Christmas time, you know, it's coming up.
Good luck with that.
But that's a great machine.
Tim.
And also not just the Mac Mini. Let's not forget the MacBook Air. Which, you know, I've still got my MacBook Air. I've been really toying with it. I was about to take it in and get rid of it in preparation for this new one coming. I thought, well, I'll get myself a new MacBook Pro. And I know you guys are all thinking I'm going to hit the buy button on this MacBook Pro. The truth is I'm not. I'm not buying anything this time around. Wow. I'll buy the AirPods, but I'm not buying any new Mac. What I'm going to do is just lean heavier into this MacBook Air I've got, because truthfully for me, it does way more than I need. It's $1,249. I don't think I paid $1,249 for it. I think I got it on another store beginning with A for a bit less. And, you know, it's absolutely brilliant. It's a great machine. I cannot find fault with it. I mean, and with macOS Monterey, I think that'll just add some new features. No date on macOS Monterey, interestingly, as we record.
Next week when the machines ship.
Yep.
And yeah, well, you can run every iPad and iPhone app on it. So yeah, I mean, it's such a versatile machine.
Is that true? Does that work now?
That's what they said in the old presentation, Rooney.
Well, not everyone, no. I mean, you can't run them all because, you know, you've got to be careful with that, because I think the one thing for me was I immediately went off to try and download WhatsApp because this is going to be great. I can have WhatsApp, the iPhone edition on my Mac. But you can't.
I'm thinking seeing AI be my eyes.
Yeah, well, you can get some of those apps. What was the one? It was Envision, I think I could get on it. It didn't work very well. I think the problem is that they're not really... A lot of these apps, especially an app like Be My Eyes, how would that even work, right? You'd be using the main camera of your
Well, you're just holding things up to the webcam. Yes. Hello, what's this?
But the whole point of Be My Eyes is they don't have to see you. I think that's the point, right? They don't have to look at you.
I want them to see me.
They want to look at me. Look at me.
Maybe they have to be allowed then by the developers. So maybe they can be blocked, yeah.
I think they are, probably. But I think it is possible. I think the developers themselves can decide whether or not it should be made available. I think that's the case at the moment.
So it is a true statement that Apple will allow every iOS app. They just have to opt in. So
yeah.
It's true and yes. Not true, depending on your perspective.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely
that's
right.
Apple. Yes. So who's buying it? So Stephen's not. Tim, you're not.
No.
Robin, that leaves you.
No. No.
Put an M1 in the Apple TV and I'm on board.
Well, yeah, I think a few people were hoping for an Apple TV this time around.
I really was. When I was disappointed with the slight bump it got in the spring.
Why?
And I was because it wasn't enough.
Why do you want an improved Apple TV?
Because right now I have the 32 gig hard drive one, and yes, I could get a 64, but I don't know that that'll still be enough, and it won't be fast enough for what we use it for.
So sorry. What are you filling up your Apple TV, which has absolutely no apps whatsoever?
He's got a child.
I have a 9-year-old who plays a lot of games that are graphic heavy.
The games are like 2 meg each. What are you doing?
There are some games that are 1 to 2 gigs each. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're talking rubbish, Tim.
I am not.
Step outside, sir.
No. Apple Arcade has some very in-depth big games to download. We're constantly downloading or offboarding apps to get room.
Pac-Man. Is Pac-Man available? Because I would play that. Is that
available? Pac-Man, actually. You can get Pac-Man.
Amazing. Is Outrun on there? I loved Outrun as a kid.
Outrun? Oh, my gosh. I've done Outrun in years.
I loved Outrun.
Stop getting all nostalgic. Well, I won't be buying one until I can get Jules for Mac or NVDA for Mac. I will stay away from the Mac because VoiceOver for me is stagnant and it's overcomplicated, it's bloated, and until they sort that out or allow third-party screen readers to take over, I am not interested. Thank you.
See, I don't know if anyone else, well, Robin, you're the only one that might notice this or have noticed this, but there's a really weird thing on the Mac at the minute with the new Siri voices that they've added in. If you use that as your primary voiceover voice, you get some kind of multiple personality thing going on, where basically it just starts speaking over itself. So it's almost like you get 3 or 4 sometimes of the same voice talking away. You know, so if, say, for example, you're moving through a menu, it'll just keep reading whatever you had moved on from. Like it should just cut off and move on to the next thing. It just keeps talking. And then the next voice, the same voice, will just start speaking the next thing in the list. That's not much fun. And it only seems to be solved by switching to one of the original voices, or like Ava or Daniel.
Ugh, oh, you see, that's terrible. Your problem. You've been unfaithful to Ava, basically.
Is that what it is?
Always
so if I'm unfaithful
stick with
her, to
her, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, see, a woman's scorned.
I love Ava.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
I've got a problem.
we know that.
Well,
with Jaws, it's Zoe for me at the moment. Zoe's my voice at the moment.
Yeah, I like Zoe.
It's what I like about it. It's just that really kind of crisp, clear cuts through the noise. That's what you want, right? You want something.
Oh, yeah, that's what you like about it.
Oh, shut
that's
up.
That's what you're worried
it
where
is.
This conversation's going.
No, do you know what it is? I play with all these different voices, and Tom was my voice for a while. I had the Australian voice, Lee, that I really liked.
Oh, Australian Karen, amazing.
Australian Karen's good. But yeah, Ava, I fell away from Ava, Robin. I'm sorry. I know you're a huge fan of Ava, but for me, it just didn't do it for me anymore. Sorry, Ava.
I don't like Alex. Stop breathing in my ear, man. What's the matter
what's
with
the
you?
Breathing about? I know. Stop the breathing nonsense.
There's why no is it 800 meg?
He wants to cut down on the cigarettes.
Well, yeah.
What about Eloquence? Could we get Eloquence on the Mac? Is Eloquence dead? I mean, what's going on with Eloquence right now? I mean, every time I turn around, it's... I know, but every time I turn around, someone seems to think it's dead.
It should be. I mean, it's...
Oh, come on. It's a great voice.
It's how many years? It's decades old. I can't remember the last time it was updated.
Do you know what I love about
NVIDIA,
it?
I think.
Getting stuff done. Getting stuff done. done with eloquence. That's the answer.
I use eloquence for all my basic moving around windows, you know, just navigation and things. And then when I want to read a website or read something else, I use Zoe.
Or, try the Cloud Voices on Edge. Read aloud, which I know you do. I've tried those. Those are good.
Those are really good.
It's the new Cloud Voices. I really hope, and I'm sure it'll come. I keep getting some winks and nods from people at Microsoft who say, but, you know, it obviously is going to happen at some point.
I made that comment to some people from Microsoft, some blind employees there, and I got a so I'll take no, and we'll take that under advisement. And the way they kept saying it in that way, I'm like, so you're working on it? All right, good.
Well, surely, I mean, they've developed the voices, but also Google apparently have done this. Was it Next Wave or something they're called? These new voices that are coming out from Google.
Yeah.
Try to remember the application I was supposed to try that with. Someone suggested it and I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was Voxmate from last week. That's right. It was the guy from Voxmate was talking about it. And he was saying that the you can pay extra, I think, for Voxmate, and you can try those voices out. You get these premium options from Google. That app is, of course, based or built on Android, right? So, although apparently an OS, a Mac OS, or not Mac OS, iOS version will be coming soon.
I know, sadly, you guys don't have it yet, but I wish Amazon would create an app for Windows or Mac and let us use Ziggy, because the new Mail, I guess it's a Mail, you know, well, it is a Mail, the Ziggy voice is so good. It is so, so good.
Quick question, right? We've got a minute left, so here's a quick question just to throw at you for the end of the show. What do you think would happen if Amazon had launched their Fire OS phone today? Do you think it'd be popular?
Yes.
It would have been buried in the news cycle. Apple, you think so? All the way. I think
really?
So.
Yeah. You don't think it would survive compared to...
Well, there's two more announcements this week, isn't it? Google tomorrow? Or is it Wednesday?
Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm saying if they had brought it out, you know, generally this year, you know, it became a thing.
No, I don't think so. I think it was flawed.
It clearly was. But the Fire phone.
Stephen's point is, if they had had all this time to be working on it and not have released it then,
Lady A being
now,
in there, can you imagine?
If you're saying, what if Amazon released a far better phone now? Would it? Yes, it would. If they released the same phone, no, it'd be awful.
They just kept working on it and developing it and put Lady A in it and all that kind of thing. Yeah, I think it would have been successful.
We have our best minds on this every time. That's what I love. Thank you so much, guys, for getting around the table this week. Despite the fact we were all supposed to be away, Apple did it. Yes, of course, there is a Google event this week as well. Other events happening as well. But look, we'll get into all that on next week's show. We're off. We'll catch you again next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.